Jesus Christ came into this world for us, for you and for me. It was personal. No one can accept what he did for you or for anyone else, but you must accept him for yourself. You must understand and realize what Jesus Christ did, and that he did it just for you. He did it just for me. And without him, we would be lost forever. We would be lost for all eternity. And God has called us to represent him in all that we do. We must understand that apart from Jesus, there is no hope. There is no future. It is one of separation from God for all eternity and death. But in Christ, we have life. Hallelujah. We have the life of God. And when we take hold of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we believe with our hearts, and we follow the plan of God, then we too will know him in the pardon of our sins and in the power of the resurrection. In John 14:6, and well, I'll read from one in the Amplified Version, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God." This is the commandment that God gives us, that we must believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me, Jesus says. Jesus is the only way. He is our hope. And it goes on in verse 2, and it says, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places," yeah, "or homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I am going away to prepare a place for you." This is what the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about. This is what the cross is all about. This is what this day is all about. It's about Jesus preparing a place for us. For me. And as we go on further, it says, and if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come back again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
Hallelujah.
Oh, saints of God, Christ wants you and I to be with him. And not only does he want you, he's making a place for you and I. It's the picture of when you are expecting guests, you make a room for them. You don't just say crash anywhere, but you create a space that they would be able to experience and have for themselves.
My Lord.
And God is saying, I am preparing a place for you. There is a place that will endure all eternity. You see, you only live but a few years here on earth. Oh, when you're young, it seems like it's a long time. But when you see how fast time goes by, and it does go by a little faster as you get older, all of a sudden you realize that there's more behind you than there was ahead of you. And then you realize life is short. You realize time is going by quickly. And it is the move of God, because he's preparing a place. And the place is being made ready right now. There is a home being made in glory. And it has your name on it. Your address is in this place. And when it's ready, your name will be called.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so the mission that God has given us until that time is to carry the message of his resurrection, the message of the cross, the message of Christ crucified, his burial and death and resurrection. It all goes together. It is the story of our redemption, my redemption, how God died for me, how Christ gave himself, paying my sin debt so that I could experience resurrection life. You see, without the shedding of blood, there is no washing away or remission of sins. And that's why they killed sheep and goats in the Old Testament. But Jesus was the final sacrifice. He was eternal. He came down from God out of heaven. And because he was God, an eternal being, his blood will last for eternity. It will cover you for eternity. He will keep you clean for eternity. Oh, yes. He is the very one who endures and enables us. He goes on and he says, "And to the place where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" And so that is the question that we all have to ask, because so often we're not sure. But if we ask of God, he will reveal it to us. And Jesus says to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Saints of God, that shuts out every other idea, every other concept, every other religious way, because this is not about religion. This is about Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's about a relationship with God, having your sins washed away, being reconciled to God, and experiencing resurrection strength and power. Hallelujah. And that power of the resurrection is the very thing that is out of our hands. You see, all of these things are out of our control. All we can do is believe and trust in God. It is what is known as faith in God. And our faith in God enables us to know the power of the resurrection. You see, we are trusting that our sins have been washed away and that God has renewed us. And then he gives us the ability to experience the resurrection power when we die and we go before the Lord. But there is a seal known as the Holy Spirit, which came on the day of Pentecost. And that we'll talk about later. But that is the evidence that God has sealed us, redeemed us, and is preparing a place for us. And so Jesus prepared the way. And he is not there, it says in Matthew 28:6, when Mary and Martha came looking for him, he was not there. And saints of God, when the body goes into the grave, you are not there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there may be a body there, but you are not there. But Jesus, not only was he spiritually gone, even his body was gone.
That's right.
Woo! Oh, yes. Even his body was gone. And he said, "Come see. I don't want you to just take my word for it, but come see." And God doesn't want us having to trust in someone else's word. You have to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, thank you, God. You have to do that for yourself. No one can do it for you. You have to know that the Lord is good for yourself. But I tell you, if you don't taste, you won't see. Hallelujah. It's the picture of someone coming down and sitting down in front of a plate of food, and they look at it and say, "I don't like it. I don't want it." And you say, "Well, have you tasted it?" Jesus. And they say, "No." Well, then how do you know you didn't like it?
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did it again.
Yeah.
Praise God. Taste and see. The Lord is good. So when you come to a place where he was lying, Jesus wasn't there. He was missing. And when you have tasted of God, you will know for yourself. You will have seen the evidence and the proof, and it will be there. He goes on and he says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And saints of God, This is a picture of what it means to follow Jesus.
Follow.
Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they said, go and tell the message of the gospel of Christ. Share that Jesus has raised from the dead. And this is the message that we bring to all those whom we love. We bring the message of God to those who are co-workers and friends and neighbors. They must know that he is risen from the grave. You see, no other religious belief system has had anyone rise up from the grave. It is only those who have experienced the power of Jesus Christ. And in his name, in his name alone, have all resurrections that have happened, have happened. We know Lazarus was raised up by Jesus. We know that the daughter of the centurion was dead, and Jesus raised her up. In fact, the Bible talks about 9 different resurrections within the Bible. And there are all these stories are operating in evidences of the power of God. In saints of God, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Amen. And you can't even have an experience with God except it be in his name. Except it be by or through him. Jesus. And that is the only way. And it doesn't matter what people think or what they want to believe. You can believe whatever you want, but there is only one way. And that is through Jesus Christ. And I like to use as a theme today, power to give life. Power to give life. God has given us power to give life. And every time you share the message of the gospel of Christ, every time you share the message of the cross, you are imparting the power of God. And when you mention the name of Jesus, oh, the power of God shows up. Oh, at the mention of his name. And the name of Jesus is above every name. And there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And it is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. And saints of God, do not underestimate the power of his name. Go and tell what you have seen. Go and tell what God has done in your life. What you have tasted and seen. That he is indeed good. Join me as we pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. And we pray that the power of your Holy Spirit would fill this place today. A fresh anointing of God and an outpouring of your spirit would be upon each and every one. And Lord, that you would flow and move in the midst of us, that we would fill up with your strength, that as we go out of these doors into this world, that we would be shielded from the powers of darkness as we declare your marvelous light, the truth of God, and the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, that your word would be received upon the good ground of our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, in John 5:28, he says, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice. Hallelujah. All of the dead will hear his voice. And he goes on, and he says, and will come forth those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life. Those who committed evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. You see, your deeds are an evidence of what's in your heart. What you do is evidence of what is in your heart. And it's by their fruit you shall know them. You will be able to see and know whether you are operating in the power of the resurrection of Christ or in the flesh. He says, you know of Jesus of Nazareth. How God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And that's Acts 10:38. And God has called us to know and understand that there are people that are oppressed of the devil. And those people are the people who are not empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. You see, you're only one or the other. You're either under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God or you're oppressed of the devil. And there are even some that are possessed by devils. And God has called us to bring the message of Jesus Christ because it is the only message that sets the captive free. It is the only message that opens the eyes of the blind, enables the deaf to hear, and enables those who are in sickness and in poor health to come to strength and power. That's the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And each and every one of us has to accept him for ourselves. You see, I can't pray you into heaven. I can't come and light a candle, and I can't come and say some kind of prayer and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray until eventually God says, all right, you've prayed enough. I'll let them in. No, that is not how it works. It's all about the name of Jesus. It's all about the power of his resurrection. And if you trust in him, if you call upon his name, then God will respond to the cry of your heart. And he will come in and he will sup with you, the word of God says. Yeah. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you open the door, I will come in. And I will take up residence within you, the Bible says. And saints of God, you must have Christ residing in you. And when Christ moves into your heart, the Holy Spirit and his power will strengthen you and enable you and quicken you. And he will cause you to do what is right before God.
Jesus.
And you will have deeds of righteousness. You will have deeds that are in line with the ways of God. He goes on, we are witnesses of all the things he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And they also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. Saints of God, if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. John chapter 15. He says, the world hated me.
Yes.
He says, if they hate me, then expect that the world is going to hate you. Do not think for one minute that you can serve God and carry the message of the cross of Jesus and be able to declare the power of his resurrection without persecution.
Right.
You see, the world preaches a message of tolerance and everybody just getting along. Meanwhile, when you bring up the name of Jesus, they cannot walk in the very declaration that they've made.
All right.
And the very thing that they ask of you as a Christian to do, because it's a message for Christians. Everybody else can just go haywire and do whatever the heck they want. But as a Christian, you have to restrain and refrain from making any comments of the evil that goes around in people's lives. But don't you be deceived by that. Know that you are going to be persecuted. The message of the cross must be proclaimed in Jesus' name. And the power of the resurrection, it is the power of God unto salvation. And saints of God, when you make a stand for God, he will make a stand for you. But when you make a stand for the kingdom of God, God will make a stand for you. He will intervene in your life. And as you walk in obedience to God's word, his power will be imparted to you. You see, when you walk in disobedience, you are depleted of strength and power. You are depleted of healing and health. You are depleted of prosperity and blessing. But when you walk in righteousness, it all pours down. The windows of heaven are open, the word of God says. And he pours out a blessing that you cannot contain. Why? Because you are walking in obedience. You are doing good deeds that lead to righteousness in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, as God has called us to live, we ought also to work and walk, because God raised him up on the third day and granted that he become visible. That he become visible. And that's why Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He will draw us when Christ is lifted up. And when you walk in a way that brings and reveals the righteousness of Christ, people will want to know the God you serve. They will want to know the Christ whom you love and who you proclaim, because they see the evidence of your good deeds and how you live, walking in righteousness. And this revelation that God has given says not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God. That is to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And that's talking about the 500 witnesses that were there when Jesus ascended into heaven.
Amen.
You see, after Jesus was on the cross and after he rose up from the grave, he was going around for 40 days, the Bible says. 40 days he walked the earth, showing people the nail marks in his hands and the piercing in his side and his feet and all of the things that God had done. He was there showing himself and revealing himself, not to everyone, but to those who were faithful. Those who walked with him. Those who were there. They stuck with him all the way through his life ministry. And God operates the same today. It is the faithful that God honors. It is those who make themselves available for the work and the call of God. It is for the teachable, those who have a heart for God, those who are excited about the message of the cross and the power of God, those who are responsible to carry his message to a lost and dying world, and who are willing to suffer as servants for the kingdom of God's sake.
Hallelujah.
This is the message of the cross. And if you are willing, God will continually reveal himself more and more. You will see the face of God, the hand of God, the evidence and the proof of God operating in your life. The stronger you will become in your physical body, the more your mind will be sharpened, the more you will be able to carry out and do a good work. And saints of God, you will see it. You will see the hand of God manifest itself. Our sister Dorothy went home to be with the Lord this week, and we see how God sustained her for 99 years. Jesus. Oh, and her faith and her trust was in the Lord Jesus Christ, was in the Lord's hands, and she was trusting in God and served him faithfully for her whole life, and she did not sway from the truths of God, and she did the best she could with what she had. And God requires no less of us. And may the grace of God be upon us all that we would endure for 99 years. Oh, the Bible says that happens when you have additional strength added to you. And I pray that the strength of God would be added to us, and that we would be able to continue to do the work of God. And as long as we do the work of God, the blessing of God will be upon us.
My Lord.
And so he ordered us to preach this to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Oh, this Jesus, he is indeed the judge of the living and the dead. And of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Saints of God, do you believe in him today? Do you believe? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he died on the cross for you? Do you believe that he was raised up from the grave for you? Because the fact that he was raised up from the grave means you too shall not have to taste death, but he will snatch you out of your body, and then your body will go limp. You see, that's what death means. Death is separation. And when you die, it's not you going, No, God just takes you out of your body. And you don't even realize that it's going away until it's gone. And all of a sudden, you just go. Why? Because your spirit leaves and you go to be with the Lord. Oh, saints of God. That's what God has done. He's preparing a place where your soul can go. He's got a home for you. And you will have a place that has been prepared for you. And you have a reason to rejoice today.
Hallelujah.
Because he will give you new life because he has forgiven you for your sins. You see, without the forgiveness of sins, there's no redemption. You see, God requires purity. He requires perfection. And that's why when he looks at us, he doesn't see us, but he sees Christ in us.
Hallelujah.
He sees Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, that's why the Bible says you have a new name written in glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your old name has to do with this body. And it goes back to the dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And you get a resurrected body. And you get a new name to go with it. But the Bible says, even with your new name, that people will know you as you were known. Hallelujah. In other words, they're going to recognize you. They're going to know you. Loved ones and friends and people you knew on the earth will know who you are. And they'll know you by your new name. And that is the evidence that God has caused old things to pass away. And behold, all things are new. And right now, your name is written in the book of life. Not your name that you have on the birth certificate on earth, but your new name that was written when the birth certificate of your rebirth took place. That is what God has done for us. And we have this to look forward to. And as we are looking forward to the hand and the work of God, we ought to be able to experience his goodness today. And so in Mark 16, in verse 14, it says, afterwards he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And saints of God, there are always going to be people who don't believe. There are always going to be people who don't want to hear what you have to say. There are always going to be those who resist. But you must know with assurity and confidence that your faith and trust is in Jesus Christ and him alone. And if it is, then you have a surety in knowing that you will live forever in the presence of God. Everyone lives forever. It's just a matter of where. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Every soul shall live. But it's a matter of where it will live. And if you have given your heart to Jesus, if you have surrendered your life to Christ, then you too will have a place ready for you in glory. And the life of Christ will begin right now. And so, even as he appeared to them reclining at the table, he reproached them for their unbelief. He rebuked them because they refused to believe. And saints of God, there are some people you just have to shake the dust. Your job is just to bring the message.
That's right, that's right.
Mary and Martha brought the message to the rest of the disciples. But they said, oh, come on, we saw him die. This is ridiculous. And they would not believe. And Jesus rebuked them. And I'm sure Jesus probably said, didn't you see me raise up Lazarus from the dead? Didn't you see me touch Jairus' daughter? Didn't you see me do all kinds of healings and miracles? Don't you know the scriptures testify of at least 9 resurrections? Of what I have done throughout history, how is it that you can't believe I couldn't raise myself up?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. But when the devil shows up, it messes with your mind. He messes with people's minds. And things that are even sensible and reasonable don't make sense. And they don't have reason because their minds are foggy and clouded. But Christ will give you light. He will cause the scales to fall from your eyes.
Yes.
He will open up the doors and take your stony heart and make it a heart of flesh. He will massage it into softness. God will continually bring change and transformation into your life. Why? Because somebody brought you a message. You see, the message of God, it doesn't just come and bounce off, but it comes and it'll sit on you. And the Holy Spirit will... He'll just put a little hand on you. Somebody will share a little word. And all of a sudden, you're there and the hand of God is on you. And all of a sudden, you can't stop thinking about Jesus. All of a sudden, the message of the cross, it's just with you everywhere you go. And all of a sudden, you're laying in bed trying to get to sleep, and all you can think about is Jesus Christ and Him crucified and the resurrection from the dead, and how God has prepared a place for you, how He loves you, how He cares for you, and how His desire is to see you in the fullness of His glory on the day of redemption, hearing those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Oh, well done, thou good and faithful servant. All these are the words that we desire to hear. Don't allow Satan to harden your heart. Oh, don't be like Peter. And he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Oh, sometimes you have to say, "Get behind me, Satan." Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and say it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you do. And you have to say, "God, I trust you. God, I believe you. Lord, I will follow you. Lord, I am looking forward to your blessing and your provision in my life." And so in verse 15, he goes on and it says, hey, this thing is going a little slow. But hallelujah. Is it going? Oh, yeah, there. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." And that is what our responsibility is. Your responsibility and my responsibility is to declare the message. When we just share the message, we just make sure that people hear it from us, understand it. There are people that no one else can reach except you.
All right.
There are people that they'll hear anything and everything except the message of Christ. But there are some people who will hear it if it comes from you. I'll never forget, I was sharing the message of my experience with God and my salvation with Christ with my best friend in high school and his family. And the Lord had touched my life and changed me. I mean, they knew me as a radical and a rebel, but praise the Lord, I don't think that too much of that has changed. But yet, now I'm radical for Jesus. Woo! But I remember him saying to me, as we were talking, I had another friend of mine who was there with us, and we were talking about the salvation of that God had given us and the new life in Christ that we had. And he was sitting there listening, and you know, he's a big brawling, stocky guy, and he was sitting there, and you know, he loved his wine, and every day after work he would come home and he'd be sipping his wine, you know, so much that his face would start to have that kind of glow to it, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, people who drink alcohol, that starts coming out of them, and he'd be sitting there and he was like, "Oh yes, I don't know about this Jesus business, because I've been a Catholic all my life." And I said, "Oh yes, the stumbling block of Catholicism." And so we going on, and so my friend jumps out there and he starts talking and sharing all kinds of stuff. And the guy was sitting there and he's listening and he says, "You know what? I don't want to hear it from you." He's just like that. He says, "You know what? I just can't hear it from you. I don't want to hear it from you." He's like, I can't talk to you about this. And that was the end. We walked away. But I came back again, as I always did. And I saw him another day, and he was there at the table, and he says, "You know, I can't talk to people about this." He says, "But you know what? You, I can talk to. I don't know why, but I feel comfortable talking to you about it." And I was thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. I used to wear army fatigues, and I had to have a mohawk, and yeah, I had a mohawk. Then I had a jerry curl. I had the soul glow. Soul glow. Oh, yeah. Whoa, that goes way back. You can't even picture me with hair. Yeah. But God gave me favor with and I was able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with him. And you know what? I don't know if he ever got saved, but I gave him the message. And he heard it from me. He received it from me. But I do know his son got saved, my best friend. And he got saved because I challenged him to read the book of Proverbs. And he started reading the book of Proverbs, and he gave his heart to Jesus. And he got saved. He gave his life to the Lord. And I believe that before his father died, that God touched his life. I believe that. I believe that he heard the word. The fact that his son came to Christ. Booyah! Once it's in your house. Thanks to God. Don't underestimate the power of God. Don't underestimate the Spirit of the Lord, because God will rest on you. And you will think that there's nothing happening and that people are going astray and things are going amok. But God, he's patient. And he will walk with you. He'll ride on the back. You ever see that commercial? I love you, 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 I love you. That's how the Lord is. The Lord, he just rides on you. Oh, the love of Jesus. And every time you whisper a prayer, it empowers the Spirit of God. It charges God. It quickens the Spirit of the Lord. And the voice of God begins to speak into the lives of those who we pray for. And God will begin to allow you to have an impact in their lives. And that's the message we have been called to take out. God has said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Everyone, if you're hearing me today, it's your job to preach the gospel. It's your job to reach people with the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again, speaking of Lazarus in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me will live even if he dies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, what is death? That's nothing. He says, big deal. I'll raise you back up. Yes. Hallelujah. And that is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. God has called us to be raised up with confidence, knowing that he is with us and that he will not leave us nor forsake us. God is our source of strength and power. And as we put our faith and trust in him, then we will not be disappointed, the word of God says. This is not moving. And so God has called us to be able to know and understand that this message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. It is the very thing that God has called us to take hold and to share with those who are in darkness. And so I pray that the hand of God would continue to manifest itself in your life, and that you would not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because everyone who lives and believes in me will never die, Jesus said. He said, do you believe this? Saints of God, I pray that you believe this morning. I pray that you are holding on, because Martha said, she said, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I have believed. He said, already. It's in the past. I've been believing that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. And that is who Jesus is. He is the one who's come into this world, and he is the giver of life. And when you carry the message of the cross of Jesus and the power of his resurrection and testify of what you know and that which you have seen, then you have power to give life to everyone who will live.